What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
It's really about who can sort of minimize the mistakes and make the least amount of mistakes and just sail a really smart series.
For the best Olympics coverage, subscribe to the OTB Highlights podcast feed on the OTB Sports app now.
At 8:32 on this Wednesday morning, it's time to tell you that Bord Gáis Energy hashtag hurling to the core ambassador Joe Canning joins us to promote the second series of Bord Gáis Energy's Gaga Box, which features the most passionate hurling fans across the country, filmed in their front rooms as they experience the agony and ecstasy of following their county's fortunes from home. You can watch Gaga Box on Bord Gáis Energy's hashtag hurling to the core YouTube channel throughout the Senior Hurling Championship. And the next episode will air on Tuesday, the 3rd of August. Delighted to say that Joe Canning is now with us. Joe, how are you getting on?
Good now, yeah. Yeah, not too bad.
We've been luxuriating in the greatness of Galway rowing this morning. Fiona Murta and Afra Keogh flying the Galway flag. Were you up for it yourself?
I didn't, to be honest. No, I wasn't up for it. But yeah, brilliant achievement by the two girls and obviously the four of them all together. So yeah, bring another bronze medal back to Ireland. It's a huge, huge achievement. So fair play.
How have the last couple of days been for you?
Yeah, not great, if I'm honest. Straight up about it. Not a good couple of days, obviously, being knocked out of the championship. Yeah, just not great, yeah.
What is the part that stings the most? Is it the performance in the first half going down by 16 points? Is it just exiting the championship? Is it a mix of everything?
Mix of everything. It's not knowing exactly why we were so flat, I suppose, in the first half, not knowing why that performance came out of us. So yeah, it's just disappointment, obviously, that you're gone out of the championship as well. But yeah, it's just hard to know why we performed the way we did. Everything was going well, training I thought was going well, and yeah, just one of those days, I guess. Yeah.
Do you have a routine over those last few days that you try and get through to try and keep yourself in a good place, to try and not dwell on the negatives too much, or how do you work it?
Just coming into the match, is it, or after?
No, after the match.
No, you don't. You can't really prepare yourself because you're not thinking about that. There's no real set routine. Probably the only thing is you go for a few drinks with the lads. That's probably the only routine that you ever have after a championship loss. So that probably doesn't help either in your own heads when you're doing that sort of stuff. But that's just part and parcel of it. You just have to live life and move on and get back with the club now again. And look forward to that over the next few weeks.
How quickly does the actual analysis of the game happen afterwards? I presume it's not been done yet. Do you touch it then at some point later on in the year?
It's different between I suppose managements and stuff like that. I don't know if group of players or whatever, we don't, like, some lads were talking about it last few days and then other lads are just going, here, listen, we'll leave it for another while. And yeah, I haven't watched it back or looked at it. It's obviously in my mind the whole time, but as I said, I haven't got any answers yet. I just don't know why we were where we were. But you can kind of take it, like, I suppose we battled. We didn't just throw the towel in either, and we tried to come back as best we could, but obviously it wasn't enough, and then Waterford were way better than us on the day, and that's just the simple fact of it, you know.
The older you get, Joe, does it get easier or more difficult to process the disappointing defeats?
More difficult for sure, for me anyway. Because when you get older, you realise that there's not as many chances when you're maybe 19, 20 years of age when you start out. There's always next year, as the saying goes. So for lads like me, it's a little bit different. It gets harder because you know that there's less chances to actually win these games. And it's very difficult, to be honest, the last few days, yeah.
What was the injury before halftime, Joe?
My wrist. I went for a scan there just yesterday, so it's just got the results last night, so it's all clear. But just got a early onto the wrist just before halftime. Yeah.
Did you have to persuade management to keep you on?
Yeah, I had to tell the doc. Yeah. He was fairly sure it was broke, to be honest. So I just said, just strap it up and take a couple of paracetamol or whatever and get back out there and see how it goes. And I think just adrenaline or whatever got me through it, but it was fairly sore the last few days, all right, when you came down off that adrenaline rush.
Because I'm not sure if you're aware, they had actually said on Sky Sports at halftime that you'd been taken off and that they were trying to analyse how Galway would get back into the game in the second half without Joe Canning, and all of a sudden you're back there in the second half and Waterford have a man sent off and the thing starts to change a little bit from that second half. Is that when you started to get belief as well? Did you feel that your teammates were starting to get belief when that red card gets shown?
I don't know. Like, they still got the first 2 points of the second half, I think, sure, after the kind of row or that. So, like, we needed them a couple of points after half time, and they got them, and it just, that third quarter, they still were in total control of the game. And I think that's where, if we came out after the second half and got a few scores like they got, it might be different. But we just left it too little too late. And it, in fairness to them, it's a sign of a good team. When we got it back to 3, they pushed on again and brought it out to 6 again, and just couldn't get it down to 1 or 2 or level. So fair play to Waterford. They pushed on again towards the end when we got it back. And fair play to them.
I know it's not something that matters any bit, and I can tell that it's been a very, very tough couple of days, but the all-time top scorer in the championship record has been broken. You are the new all-time top scorer. Is that something, even before last week, at any point that you had your eye on, that was even just surpassing Henry Shefflin and getting to that level is something that you had as a milestone?
No, it does. Right. To be straight up, it doesn't really matter to me. Right. Records are there. Somebody else is going to come along and break that again. So, it doesn't. That doesn't bother me. It's for other people. I'm sure mom and dad are kind of proud of that kind of thing, and obviously it's nice to have, but that wasn't on my mind. If it was on my mind, I wouldn't be trying to get goals, like pass 2 balls to Jason Flynn to get goals. If that was on my mind, I wouldn't be really much good to the lads. So it is what it is. Yeah, it's obviously nice to get it, but as I said, that'll be broken probably fairly soon. Patrick Horgan could even break it this year, so it doesn't really make much difference to me, you know.
And I think somebody did point that out on social media, right, that it's typical that you break the record the day you're setting up Jason Flynn and you're playing a playmaker role and will be known for creating a score as much as putting the ball over the bar. Is that something you've worked on over the last little while in terms of that vision, in terms of dropping deeper and trying to create the goal opportunity for your teammates?
I think it was always in my game. I don't think it was ever a thing that I brought in the last couple of years or anything. That was always in my game. I would have never, if there was a guy in a better position than me for a score or to get a goal, 9 times out of 10, unless maybe I didn't see them or the pass wasn't 100% on, I would have given the pass. I think you have to be that way if you want to try and win a game. Individuals is a waste of time on a pitch in a team sport, because, like, if I didn't give the ball to Jay, for instance, he mightn't give it to me the next time if I'm in his situation. So, and that's just human nature kind of thing. And you see that a lot of the time with some people, that they just want to get their name on the scoreboard, and that's fine. But It's all about winning at the end of the day, and that's the cutthroat nature of sport. It's when you don't win, it's really tough to take, and it's one of those things that we just weren't good enough.
Is there any question, Joe, about you coming back next year?
I think I've heard a good bit over the last couple of days. All right, I think James Scahill, I think, was on your show telling me nearly time to retire. So if you listen to everybody, some people tell me, yeah, retire. Some people tell me not. So we'll leave it for another day. And, you know, I don't know. It's funny. I don't think I'm the same age as a few lads in other counties, and they don't get asked this question. So it's funny how other people want to kind of retire at some stage. So I haven't made Anton yet, you know.
It's true. I guess retiring during COVID would be a hugely unsatisfying thing. I'm sure you feel that there's a few more full seasons left in you. I mean, that these have been essentially shortened seasons. There has been more of a brutality about these last couple of seasons without the round robin system in Championship. So I'm sure that the body feels good, and I'm sure you kind of feel that you want another few cracks at it.
But I've had a good few injuries over the past number of years. Even just before the match, I was strapped my thumb. I strapped my finger the other day from training. My heel was at me there the last few weeks. So yeah, it's funny when you get older, it's harder to recover from injuries. I've had 3 surgeries in the last maybe 5 years. So, and they're not your ordinary surgery. So everybody's body's different. Like I played senior club championship with Portumna for 17 years. Mm. So, you know, and we were competing at county finals, All-Ireland club finals and stuff like that. So I played a lot more hurling when I was younger, probably than most lads my age. It's hard to know.
And do you physically feel that, Joe, after the big games? Like, we're, I suppose, coming up on 4 days on from the game against Waterford. Like, as you're sitting there talking to us at the moment, what's the body like physically? Do you still have the aches and pains from the weekend, or parts of the body a bit tighter than they would have been when you were younger?
Yeah, for sure. My wrist is fairly sore now, and I don't recover as easily as I used to. Even though I probably try more stuff now than I ever did to try and recover quicker. With everything, I've been out the back of the house full of ice every evening after trainings and stuff, and your usual kind of recovery that most lads do. But it doesn't seem to work as well as what I was when I was probably 20, 21, you know.
Do you enjoy it as much as you did back then?
Yeah, I do. I wouldn't still play if I didn't enjoy it. And I'm looking forward to get back with the club. And get back trying to win something with the club again. And I want to kind of forget about last weekend and try and have something else in my mind to look forward to over the next couple of weeks, you know.
Is that the joy of the club game for an inter-county player, is that win, lose or draw, no matter what happens at the end of it, you're going back into a changing room. It's much more low-key. Nobody probably really cares who you are or what you've scored the weekend previous for the county. Like, you're just one of that group of players all over again, and it's probably the best way to switch off all over again.
Yeah, it is for sure. It's always nice, and that's the beauty of sport, I suppose. When you lose something, there's always another game again to try and rectify the losses, I suppose. I know it's not inter-county, but it is club, and we'll go back there now and have a bit of crack with the lads. And it's, as you said, it's some clubs are like inter-county setups, but at the same time, you need to enjoy yourself as much as you can. So hopefully we get back with Portumna and have a bit of crack with the lads, yeah.
Joe, I know it's not been easy coming on the show and chatting through things. It's obviously been an extremely difficult few days. Saturday was an absolutely magic day of hurling. I know it's absolutely no consolation to you whatsoever, and the record is absolutely no consolation to you whatsoever, but I think there's a lot of people coming through in the comments here who are referring to you as a joy to watch and all that. So I guess slight congratulations on that, but commiserations mainly over Saturday, and hopefully we'll see you again soon out in a Galway jersey.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for taking the call. Just a reminder as well that Bord Gáis Energy, hashtag Hurling to the Core ambassador, Joe Canning was with us to promote the second series of Bord Gáis Energy's Gaga Box, which features the most passionate hurling fans across the country filmed in their front rooms as they experience the agony and ecstasy of following their county's fortunes from home. You can watch Gaga Box on Bord Gáis Energy's hashtag Hurling to the Core YouTube channel throughout the Senior Hurling Championship, and the next episode will air on Tuesday, the 3rd of August.